The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
I never get tired of it.
No, you're right.
Joe Strummer, that is. And the rest of the boys in the Clash.
Number one.
But everything Joe touched That's turned
right
to gold.
To free speech.
Well, guys, lots happened.
Has learned how.
Lots happened.
You're not dumb enough.
I'm kind of laid up, so sorry about being tardy. Laid my motorcycle down. It's about, I would say, par with a lot of accidents I've had before. I shouldn't say a lot. That makes me sound like a race motocross or something, which I did not. But I probably wrecked 3 times before this. Pretty decent. Let me see here. One like that, one like that. Man, 2.5. Anyway, the point is today's sponsor is Progressive Insurance. Actually, they're not a sponsor. They would in no way want to be affiliated with this program. But I will say, if you're going to buy motorcycle insurance, they're the number one courier in the fucking country, guys. Or in the gall-dern country. We got to clean it up, you know. Hey, big shout out, speaking of cleaning it up, to Learn More Jonasy. If you guys are out there listening, turn on America's Got Talent. He's a burger, a Pittsburgher, at least for now. A mover and a shaker. He won the golden buzzer. Boom. You know, I did a Don't Tell show with him. It was, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. And, you know, he was mixing it up, telling some edgy stuff, you know? And then there he is on TV, making it work for whatever net was that, NBC? Either way, more power to you, brother. Godspeed. A whole new hustle. Anyway, Progressive Insurance, I figured it's appropriate, you know, A, I wrecked the motorcycle, and B, it's Pride Month, guys, come on, what insurance company, I mean, do they have to have a whole flow pride thing, right? I want to see trans flow. Trans flow, that is a internet meme, but a different one than Progressive Insurance, which is what you'll want to get. As I said, number one courier in the country, motorcycle, everyone says, hey, including myself, I'm like, God damn it, they're going to total this thing. It's beautiful, beautiful piece of equipment, but it's old, right? I says, you send a guy here, it's in my garage, and we're going over this thing. And guys, it ain't totaled, you know? And it's not, it shouldn't be. 3 main scratches, that's it, real. Anyway, I broke my foot. Blew out my knee. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We're looking at like at least 12 weeks of rehab. Wah, wah, wah. But you don't think about the whole thing, guys. You just accept that it's your new life, you know? Anyway, Progressive. They got flow, you know? So by their insurance. Today on the episode, pretty excited, a fucking filmmaker, guys. Filmmaker out of Chicago. All right? Now, Chris Scriva, you guys know him probably from the show before. He's a local Pittsburgh comedian, lived up there Chicago way. Went through the Second City program that's like the SNL kind of farm, some at least historically, we'll say. Anyway, he's got shows up Lincoln Lodge and stuff that he runs, and, you know, he gets in the mix, and here we are, friends with a fucking filmmaker and fellow comedian, Donovan Strong O'Donnell. I like to call him Donnie. And he said it was okay. Anyway, I'm excited for that. As I said, Chris Scriva, and rounding out the table, the man himself, Chucky Tube Socks, Chuck Lewis. Let's get into what we're calling misinformation. Episode 844, BZ.
Yeah, I keep thinking, I'm like,
yeah. Like, Chris Scriva, can you please get here? So,
can you guys burp on command? I used to be able to, like, when I was a kid, nah, like.
I can, in a 5-second load up, yeah.
In a 5-second load up? Let's give him a countdown. Oh, that was quicker than five, dude. I couldn't even get to the clock. Yeah, dude, I was fumbling for my fucking stopwatch, and you were already in the 100-yard line, dude.
This quarter of a beer.
That's all you need.
That's all you need, dude. The power of hams, dude. That's
how it is. If I chug like half a Sprite, I could get them out.
They come out of your butt the same way. It sounds like
same BPM is coming out.
Yeah.
They got hams up your way, up Chicago.
Oh yeah,
way.
Absolutely. It's a go-to cheap beer, but
it's one of the best cheap beers, dude.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't understand why it's not huge. I think that
is it owned by? It's like
PBR is somehow. I don't understand PBR. I guess
you know why I like hams because they do like the simple things. Like every beer's got this crazy thing. Like they just had that corn can for a while. Remember that where it looked like a piece of corn? That was sick.
Who did those.
Hams?
Hams did.
The cans looked like corn on the cob, and they just did it for summer, and it was badass. That's all I drank.
I do remember those. Now that you say that,
it's like that's all I want. Just make a fun.
There's a light
can.
Blue at the top, maybe over the sky or something. But
it was
kind of
like that.
It's a Milwaukee.
What a classy little gem those guys are. Exactly. It's all Miller Coors though, unfortunately, dude.
That's what I was kind of. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Like it's probably the original recipes, but it's not like it's going down in the same barn. You know what? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, that's right. What's here with like PBR old stuff. Well, here's the weird thing: I've had multiple people I know work at PBR.
You can move, grab this fucker and move it like.
No, I'm just so. I don't know.
You can do whatever you want with it. Just grab that mic and handle it.
But
I like what you're doing over there, Chuck. That was good. Two hands.
Twisty on the mic.
All right, sorry. We were talking about beer. Beer's the thing.
Yeah, but they're like PBR, Old Style, and Lone Star, the exact same recipe, and they're made in the same batch. And it's a guy who works for PBR, but they taste different, but they are the same company and all that.
They're probably the same company, but I can't believe they're the same batch.
Yeah, right? That's what I felt the same way, too.
It just splits into three
guy who's
cans.
Lying to me.
I can think they're even coming out of the same door.
Factory, yeah.
But I don't think that they're the same
It's probably like close enough to where he's like, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah, like, he's right. He's like, no, we piss in the fucking PBR.
Yeah.
that is a distinct little bite. And then
Lone Star gets good.
Lone Star, they throw some brass in there, like old casings, you know?
So
it gets like a ting, the Lone Star, you know?
What's the third one?
Old Style, which is the
Old
Chicago.
Style. Old Style, they throw in some stink bait from catfish.
When I lived in Chicago for those 2 years, I drank a lot of that. I thought
Old Style's a good one.
I thought all the bars were called Old Style.
What about Old Milwaukee?
That's why they have all the signs, yeah.
Old Milwaukee's not that recipe, though, but it's a good one.
Old Milwaukee's best ice, that stuff's terrible.
Shout out.
That's like a daddy.
Shout out to Ryan Sitterly if you're listening to the Old Milwaukee King of One Time, anyway.
That's for sure.
Old mud, as we like to call it, dude. Old mud,
that's
dude.
Hard as fuck.
Yeah, dude.
Give me a taste of old mud.
That's right. He'd say, dude, you can drink these all day.
One we don't have in Chicago that I had in college was Genesee.
Oh, well, they have that here. They got that here. Yes.
Genesee,
they make a nice NA.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you wouldn't
that's
believe
cool.
it.
I want to start trying stuff like that out because I can burp on command with the hams. But
dude, all the killer alcoholic beers have an NA equivalent because they know a lot of their clientele eventually is going to be like, this is too much. Dude.
Exactly.
This is too much. And so there's like Old Mill makes a great NA, dude.
Heineken makes a great NA.
Yeah. Budweiser even has one now.
Uh-huh. But yeah, Genesee was my main college cheap beer. Old Style was always is back home.
Old Style's the official beer of the Chicago Cubs. Did you know that?
Hell yeah, good. I'm glad.
I think it is, isn't it?
They sell Budweiser all over the stadium, so
that's for donk.
But Old Style's like the kind of like the cultural.
Like I've bought it. I went to a White Sox game and bought a fucking Old Style Pounder. I feel like I can see it in my head.
It's a baseball beer.
Possibly, but I know either Budweiser or Miller has all the is like the is main really? Contract of every like kind of it Damn. Dominates.
It's
but they might have, there's like local beers.
Do you think working at a beer place is like kind of like the Wonka factory for adults, dude? They're just like, skipping to work. And in the old days, for sure, dude, in like 1930, working at a fucking brewery was totally the Wonka factory for adults.
I feel like in 2013, it was also the Wonka factory.
Yeah, probably.
And now these guys are like 12 years past there.
In 1996, it was probably pretty fun. They all had a different vibe, you know, in the 70s, you know, they had their own thing going on. But regardless, dude, breweries used to be a pretty cool job.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of drinking at lunch, for sure. At the boss's office, you got to drink with with a boss, you know, that kind of thing, dude.
If you're ever in a random small town, what sets it apart is if it has a brewery or not. Like, if it doesn't even have a brewery, you're like, all right, what are we doing here? We're going to the next town.
Yeah, I've been in so many towns that don't even have like a post office. Well, I guess they're not even towns. That's when you're a town officially, I guess.
Yeah, that's the one thing you got to have.
In the old days, that's how you get on the map.
I lived in a part of the country that lost its post office, so it lost its town status.
Yeah, dude. That's
tough.
That happens a lot. Dude.
They don't get mail anymore. That's
right. Yeah. It's like, no, we got to send a guy further away, and now you have to not be Diona, Illinois anymore.
No, there's some guy with a government paycheck who loves that, dude, because he drives. Windshield time in a in a truck from
exactly to give me
he's the new pony
pony
he drove truck full of letters he's like I'm Santa Claus
he delivers to 26 houses over like 180 miles.
You guys are talking about breweries. It reminded me, I worked at a brewery for a little bit in Chicago. It didn't last long.
As a server?
No, I was the only cook. They had like a little restaurant on the side, but they let me take home the half fills, which were like
what's a half fill?
The cans that didn't fill.
Oh, at the end of the batch.
Yeah, they'd make like 6-packs out of them. So I'd like take home a 6-pack, and they were just free. You could just take them unlabeled. It was kind of like a mystery beer. They were pretty high APV.
Was there like a settling stuff? Because it's like the end of the batch. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, I guess there was nothing sediment? Like that. They were just like kind of like the cans that they didn't fill up for. But
that's pretty dope.
I might have got a little sick when I drank a little yeast.
So you cooked for them, and then you just went in the back and took beer home.
Yeah, like every night they were like, because there was just so much of it, because they'd just be making so many.
Were you drinking a lot?
Yeah, but I'd mostly just wait till I was going home, and I'd just be on the train with my unmarked can on the way home. Dude. And they were like, no sometimes labels. They'd be like 80% filled, but if they're not all the way filled.
Right, it's got to be.
Exactly.
It's got to be all the way.
And then I'd take a little beer medley home. I had a million of those little plastic 6-pack things just in the house, because every night I just.
The duck killers are. Oh, the clicker honor ones, baby.
Yeah, just strap 6 beers up. I'd be like, shake them to see which one's the most. And the guys were cool. They'd be like, try this. And they were like, that's the black cans. And I'd be like, I'm grabbing 6 of the black cans tonight.
Nice.
So it was pretty nice.
One of the cooler businesses I ever saw was I worked in this warehouse, but then this other guy rented space in that same like big ass building. And he had like old U-Haul trucks with label printing rigs in the back. And he would drive to small breweries and just print and wrap their cans. So, and that's all he did. He just drove around and just fucking just got free beer, obviously, all the time, like you're talking. His guys all rode longboards around the freaking warehouse. Seemed like
it's like raw beer dash awesome. Bro house.
So cool, dude. I was like, God, why don't I work for them?
Yeah,
just longboard.
I'm fucking running into shit with a forklift, and these guys. Are,
That is such a cool and good way to come at it.
Yeah, dude, those guys who just build their own like big ass thing is freaking nuts, man.
Mm-hmm.
Uh oh, did I get a better check? I got a Chris Scriva fucking
Chris Scriva alert.
I haven't even introduced anybody, but maybe I should introduce all of us. Where's this? No, that's nothing. And the end. All right. Oh, is that a motor noise? I hear the sound approaching. What does Chris drive? Big Tacoma, right?
Yeah, it's a red car. No, it's a
like a little one.
It's a little red car now.
A little red car now?
A little teeny tiny.
Is it German?
It's a Ford something.
Oh, that'd be Ford.
Hibiscus.
Ford Hibiscus.
See if I can see his
a red Ford Hibiscus.
His shadow. No.
Ford Fiesta. I want to see him on
come
a
come on in. The water's fine. He can hear us. Sweet.
Steps on the cat.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the final piece, as they call him, Christopher Scriva.
Hell yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Here I am.
We started without you, dude.
Yeah, I figured.
Did you find that little road I was telling you about?
No. I didn't figure. Aaron's shortcut added 35 minutes onto the
I knew there was no way in hell that you were going to be. I was like, why did I even tell him? Oh, dude, it's too
frozen. I go across the Greenfield Bridge.
There's a bucket behind you that's empty if it's going to continue to overflow. Otherwise, don't worry about it.
Just suck it off the table, big buck.
What right wing conspiracy theory are we talking about?
I haven't even introduced everybody. Spilling the beer over here in the yellow corner, Chuckles.
How's it going? Happy to be here.
Chuck Lewis, everybody. Today on. Today.
How far in are we?
Not very. Like an hour. Not very far at all. Yeah, about hour 15. And rounding out the table, I got permission to call him Donnie. What, Don, I was asking Chris last night.
Make him so old.
If anybody calls you Don. I like Donnie's younger to me. Donnie sounds like a... Like a
I've met some Donnie's.
Uncle Donnie.
What's your last name, Donovan?
Strong O'Donnell.
Strong O'Donnell? Like, that's your actual last name?
Yeah. Jennifer Strong, John O'Donnell.
Donnie Strong,
Uncle Donnie, he had one leg, dude. We had to go visit him.
Yeah.
My uncle, great uncle Donnie, had one leg, and he had a husky that wore a diaper because it would shit itself.
Nice, dude.
That sounds like
terrible visit, dude. Yeah. He'd come over and he'd try pissing on your leg, and he'd
your uncle,
like,
or the dog. Yeah.
See, we need to gather all these little things together.
He doesn't go a lot, so you have to like let him piss on your leg, but you wouldn't feel
it. You have to let him piss on your leg. Like, no, he almost never gets to piss. Just let him piss.
Yeah, that's pretty much the vibe.
Wow, dude. So the dog has to claim you every time you come in? That's nice.
He just kind of holds his diaper up next to you.
The dog loses its memory, so it has to always reclaim the same human.
Yeah, this is mine.
He thinks I'm Uncle Bobby with
you. Yeah, this human's up for grabs. I could pee on it.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, too. It probably doesn't help that Chuck is literally built like a fucking tree. It's all a telephone pole.
I was wearing a green shirt that day.
Also, when Chuck Red Rocket, it sends out the wrong vibe, you know. He's like, obviously you like it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're periscoping over there. I can tell. I can tell.
Chuck's hard all the time.
Dogs would always periscope if they wore pants, right? That's how it worked, right? Built-in periscope.
Yeah, I guess.
Right?
You heard it here, guys. Dog boners.
The turtle popping. Turtle popping. What? Okay. You're right. Let's get off the boners, you know? That's what she said. No. All right. That was too low fruit. So what brings you in for, well, I know what brings you in from Chicago, but are you gonna go out to the mics tonight?
Hell yeah, let's hit some mics. It's Thursday night.
What do you guys think?
The boys 5-6-5
jazzy style, so we can't go there. Too cool for us, dude. But we'll hit the Claire. I might do Pizza Mike, dude. Pizza Mike's got the killer food. Can we all agree on that?
The food's so good. The fried mushrooms.
Here's a shout out to, what's it called? The Pizza House Draft something.
Draft House. Munhall Draft House, but the pizza company's above it. That's what all the food comes from.
Yeah, Munhall Draft House Pizza Company. So,
on Main Street.
Boss guy there. You got to change your Google, dude. It says you're closed. You have a bar that's open. Change the hours.
Yeah, that's the problem with so many. Like, Casey's was like that, too. It said it's like temporarily closed. It's like, this is huge.
Yeah, this makes a big difference. When
people would message me, too, and they'd be like, is this bar actually open? I'm like, yeah.
Well, it has a sign that says for sale on the front of it. Sometimes the doors chain shut, and the bathroom has the bathroom stall kicked all the way down. So
yeah, they also had no cards. That's probably illegally.
Your new venue is a big step up from Casey's. Chuck. Actually, this Blue Lou's
will have my Blue Lou's is
perfect.
Cool.
Perfect name for a fucking comedy joint. Is that what they want it to be mostly, or is this just like one of their many endeavors? Blue Lou's.
Mario's was what was tagged.
Right. Yeah. I've been calling it Mars just because everyone knows that. No one knows Blue Lou's, but I do like that our little side room is called that.
Wait,
yeah,
so the room is a different name.
It's called Blue Lou's at Mario's Tavern.
Because there's six bars in there, and they all have different names, but they usually only keep the one open on Tuesday, but they let us open up Blue Lou's.
Yeah, they should call it Blue Lou's at Mario's Tavern and make it into a club.
Could
just say this is the jazz and the comedy or whatever they do.
Could I offer a suggestion? So I think it's cool that you guys have a spotlight, but it's going directly into the mirror. So if all the right, comedian's not tall, put a curtain up.
Yeah, that's fair. I also put it a was up, it mean? Was up oh. higher and pointing down.
I worked pretty
and
good.
Then when Seneca got on the stool, I lowered it and aimed it at his face, and I forgot to raise it again. So it wasn't like that the whole time.
Okay,
but that definitely is
a good
call.
Up on the balcony was hurting good, my though. Eyes.
The mirror behind the
so many
person
people don't give
kind
a
of
shit
weird
about
too,
any
people
lighting
are like looking
when
at
they
themselves.
Do open
it
mic.
Does look sick, huh?
I said so many people don't think about lighting at all when they do open mics. So it was nice to see you put the spotlight up the balcony. The room was
I can't
all
believe
dim.
How much it mattered. Yeah,
it matters a bunch.
You need to see a face.
If there's anybody there, they want to feel like they can laugh.
Yeah, I think that was a really good open mic.
I agree, man. I had a good time.
Fourth time was the charm.
Yeah, dude. Fourth time, is that what it was?
Yeah, and just moving it till 10, we gave everyone who played trivia a free drink, so they're going to let me keep doing that. So
that's perfect, dude.
And that gets like 6 people in at the beginning, and then when 4 people come in, they see them in there.
Yeah.
And all the comics, then they're like, oh, this is a cool thing.
Yep.
And it's when people come in, there's just 3 comics sitting at the bar, they're like, we don't want to go fucking watch that.
And I hate to beat a dead horse, but as comics, let's not look at the only people that are in there and be like, so everyone else is here is comics, so I'm just going to talk to you.
Yeah.
That makes them always be like, oh shit, I didn't realize I was by myself.
It ruins the illusion.
In this room. Yeah. I thought I was in a crowd of 30 people because there's 20 comics sometimes or more. Exactly. You know?
That's typically the same people, they either do that or they're like, I'm not going up. This is a bad mic. It's like almost rather that they would do that. Why?
Me and Blake Scala do that all the time. I don't do it all the time, but I do it occasionally.
Get up there and fight through the pain.
Well, right now I'm supposed to be trying to get ready for a show, and I don't want to just go do actual polished material in front of my four friends that I've been talking. I mean, I was just talking to you, and now I'm on stage talking to you. Like literally, that's the only difference. Like I moved 6 feet. Now we're still talking. I mean, that's nuts.
Well, hey, if you get up there and you can last and sound professional and polished and not fall apart, then if you go to a show and you have one dead spot, you won't fall apart there. That's my logic.
I suppose so.
Yeah, Chris Scriver, you say it. You said it right.
Exactly. I lose a piece of my soul.
You gotta do the warmth. Yeah. Say it out loud in front of people.
I bomb all the time. So.
Oh, I bomb all the time. And I do those things. But, man, sometimes when there's literally... Like, last night, it was Cass and Cantu, and I had literally been talking to them at the table.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you want to go next? I'm like, so I can stand up, move 6 feet, and talk to Cass and Cantu? No, I'll be all right.
Well, I've seen the best comics.
And that happens when you have... Dude, one time I was at Hambo's, I was 47th on the list. Dude.
Yeah, yeah, story of my fucking life. That's why I moved.
How many minutes is it? What's 47 times five? Or, what is that? Let's figure it out. Then we can do
so
that.
Much time.
Well, five or... Would they still give you five at 47 comics?
Well, they probably cut it down to three. Yeah. But that, it was like the second half of night, so they would always cut it down to three.
Yeah, then one of their buddies would show up like, oh, fuck, we got to cut 3 minutes off late, too. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. I got to play favorites with somebody who sucks ass.
That's what we do last night. We went down from 5 to 4, but then we let some people cook.
5 times 47 equals, anybody want to guess?
Like 240 minutes.
Yeah.
235, pretty damn close.
Yeah.
Divided by 12.
That's like 4 hours, isn't it?
Is, no, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it is, because 60 minutes.
3 hours, 45 minutes?
Yeah.
This is would be like 19 hours. I don't make
no
sense.
No.
No, it's 4 hours. It's about 4 hours. It's right under 4 hours.
Divided by 60, obviously.
3 hours. Why, don't,
why was
minutes.
I doing that? I was doing how many 5-minute periods it would be. That's silly. It would be a lot more than that. Anyway.
3 hours and 55 minutes.
So we're going to 60, obviously.
That's why you guys stand outside and yell.
It'd be 4 hours. It's 4 hours.
Yeah. It just wait. Yeah. Yeah, my favorite, my big problem, I've said this multiple times. You get there at 8. You sign up at 9, third on the list. They put you 49th, 50th. And you're like, what the fuck? And then now if I bring that up, everybody's like, well, you can't say that, you know, for the top 20. You're like, hey, fuck all them, dude. They all sucked ass. That's why they all quit. Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
There are a lot of people now that are coming back.
The key to moving up on the list when somebody reorganizes it is just not quitting, I guess.
Yeah, dude. There's a lot of fucking endurance in comedy, dude. I think everybody hits a goddamn dry spell where they're just like, I hate my writing, I hate my jokes, I fucking can't write. And
sometimes you just need a good crowd to get you out of that rut.
It's true, dude. Yeah. Sometimes you go in like, and you're just like, this is going to fucking blow. And then it turned out to be great.
Yeah, so Hambones was like our Coles.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like, cool guy Mike that goes for 9 hours,
Get real people there, though.
Yeah, it's you get a lot. Time. Yeah,
it was a really big hang is what it was. The floor plan was so perfect for a hang. One side was everybody getting drunk. Then there was the alley that was sequestered from any traffic.
Yeah.
So everyone was smoking back there. And then that walked straight onto the stage, was perfect because people could just pop smoke ciggies and then roll right on, literally put their cigarette out and walk onto the stage from the alley.
That's
it was
beautiful.
It was fucking great. It was, dude.
It was
the thing.
A cool setup, and it was a fun hang. And I do like most of the people there. I just like propagating the rumor that I heard that I fucking hate everybody in the Pittsburgh comedy scene, and I kind of like that that's spreading.
Dude, Cantu wants to start a shit-talking podcast. I said, you got to talk to you guys about that one in Chicago. Isn't there one in Chicago?
They just talk shit?
Yeah. They just talk shit, dude. Those guys, those guys are off the chain, dude.
Let them cook. You just talk shit.
It was a very bad podcast.
Bad comedy.
No, bad comedy.
Those dudes.
Bad
comedy. Yeah.
I bought their merch.
Dude. Oh, yeah.
Nice,
I have a Chris Grieve 86 hot dogs for breakfast t-shirt.
Hell yeah. That's a sweet piece of merch, dude.
What do you think of that shirt, Chris?
Oh, I love the fact that like four or five people have it here. I think my sister ordered one.
Oh, yeah.
Also, directly message them for my I want to beat Steve Hofstadter with a lead pipe shirt. Still waiting on my XXL fellas.
Great.
My money, I'm good for it.
What's it? Something with lead pipe?
Great shot. Now we're never going to get the performance sunken box.
Yeah, you
damn, bro. They should fucking... That's BS if they got to ship that merch out.
Dude, you can't...
Yeah, dude, you can't charge for merch ship it out.
I was like, I'll pay for the shipment. I'll send you $80 right now.
Oh, sorry, I'm just playing around. My bad, I won't touch it anymore.
You should see if you could buy the... PNG off of them.
Yeah, honestly. PNG. Start making my own merch, dude. Do a sunken bus show and then sell that at the merch booth afterwards.
Yeah. I've been on their Patreon.
Are they doing gigs? Sorry, go ahead.
I've been paying for their Patreon for like 2 years and I've just $2 to them every month.
That's a good money. Patreon amount. I think all Patreon should be like $4.
Yeah, because you're like, hey, fuck it.
Yeah.
I think the normal
those
ones,
guys,
like,
that's cool.
Yeah. The normal $24 like, a year
him,
for them.
I'll buy him a drink.
For them to make those shirts down the line.
My Visa card, Citizens, went from a Visa to a Master's card and it got canceled and I never re-updated it, so I'm just waiting for like a call out video of my card bouncing.
I got one and then I just
Dude. Did you get any free merch then?
No. I don't know.
Too bad, dude. We got to make merch here, dude. What do you think would be good merch, dude? Do you have any good drops? Say a good drop right now so I can make it into merch.
New choice.
Dude.
Some of these bells, hotel dude, bells.
The bells are sweet, dude. They're for the dictionary game, dude. It's how we'll close the pot out with the dictionary game.
Oh, hell yeah.
We made it up in my youth and, it turned out people don't dislike it.
Well, I'm into games.
It's competitive. Are you a competitive guy? You used to be like a weightlifter competitively.
Yeah, I did some meets, yeah.
So that's competitive. It's very aggro. It's like,
yeah. Sounds like you're shitting real hard.
You ever have a horrific accident weightlifting?
No.
Too bad, dude. Those are not good. If you had it on video, though, it'd probably be worth it, right?
No.
No?
Yeah, blowing my knee out and needing surgery. That's not fucking ideal.
I don't know. I just can't get into powerlifting. All more credit to him, but man, that's a lot. That's a lot of stuff, dude.
You don't do stuff that you can't do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but isn't that kind of the point? Is like to get to a point where you're pushing yourself and you're doing personal best.
You push yourself in reason. It's not like I can bench 135 and then you sign up and you're 315 on the bar. You know what I mean?
And squash yourself like a fucking bud.
Yeah. I watched like a teenage kid do that at the gym. He weighed like, this is like, because I've been going back for like the last like 2-3 months.
There's nothing better than somebody who's never even imagined that they have weakness find out very quickly
this kid walked in with like one of those like homemade like tank tops where they like cut not just the sleeves, but he like cut it like so you could see his like whole rib cage, right? And he's wearing a flat bill Pirates hat and he had pink Dre Beats and a big gallon jug, and he weighed like 140 pounds.
Nice.
And he walks in, and he just, and I'm just
probably
like,
drove a Talon.
I'm on like this like hammer strength machine thing, and I'm just sitting there, I'm taking a break, and I look up from my phone, and I see him go over, he puts two plates on each side, so 225, kid weighs like 150 pounds. Get there.
It's immediately, just like, I'll double my weight.
Yeah, he gets there. He immediately.
I'm
an ant.
I don't even know how he got it. I mean, I guess it's not like a ton, so he could get it like off. He brought it out, then immediately just slammed down his chest, and he started screaming, bro, help, bro. And like everybody just turned and kind of looked at it, and like it didn't register at first. His legs are going and he's like screaming and like he has the clips on the, you know how you can like
what kind of
one?
Gym was this?
It's LA Fitness.
Nice.
It's like
fitness.
It's like LA Fitness, like 4 or 5 p.m. so everybody's off work there, so it's
hot
like peak
hour, dude. 4 or 5 p.m.
Yeah, but everybody is just like kind of looking at the kid like what's happening.
Is coming in looking to show out for the ladies, dude. He had his tank top, he had his gallon jug.
He's doing the thing where he pretends to have lats, or just like kind of like waddles
his arms out.
It was adorable, but it was like great, dude. It just went down like a fucking guillotine. It's like, dude, he's like, bro.
Oh, man.
So,
well, I don't know why the fuck would you do that.
Some gym baddie comes up and just picks it up off of his chest. He's like, I do deadlifts.
It was like a
lawnmower pulls with this for me.
Like something like a 60-year-old dad saved them. Like,
oh, nice.
Like nobody was like really. Everybody's just kind of like looking like, what's happening?
He's like. He's like Spacey and fucking American. What's that? Fucking
American Beauty.
American Beauty. The guy in the garage smoking joints, fucking powerlifting. That guy comes in and saves young boys, dude. That's what he does.
Hell yeah!
Spacey is making a comeback. That's what I heard, dude. I say, woo! Let's see what happens. Maybe him and Cosby can
work
real.
Together.
He in that he's making a comeback?
I don't know. He's making
Epstein's
he's doing interviews or something like that. I don't know.
You gotta make a new show or a movie. If there's a movie that's good enough that he's in, everyone will forgive him. It's like winning a Super Bowl for
he's just usual suspects France, too.
Dude, I'm in.
He does movies in France to let him film his sex crimes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, mean, just go there.
The director of Usual Suspects is a total creep too. Brian Singer. Really? He had like boy sex parties that Kevin Spacey attended.
So now that you're a director, what's the first sex crime you're gonna do?
I mean,
are you a director?
I made a movie. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
am I allowed to bring it up?
Tell us about the casting couch.
The casting couch. It seems like it was like I should have made a movie in 2016, but no casting couch, guys.
So you were in a movie, or you produced a movie?
I wrote and directed, and I made. I spent like $20,000 making
a movie from mid March
to last week.
Yeah,
and that's about all we can know about it, probably.
No, it's about all these stand. Yeah, I shot over 20 days in the past like 60 days.
Holy shit!
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
How long ago did you stop? Did you finish your wrap up? Now you're in post.
Post starts officially like Saturday, and then I finished shooting last Wednesday.
Holy cow, dude. Yeah. I didn't know any of this.
Yeah, no, exactly. It was, I'm trying to get it into festivals.
So how much time did it take to fucking get everything in a row before you could start rolling?
So I started writing it. I went...
Let's say you got it written, you got a script. Now you got to find actors, you got to rent equipment, you got to fucking do... You got to find scenes or places... What do you call that? Scout?
Location
scouts. How long does that part take? Because everyone can write a... how long will it take me to write a script? I'm this douchebag.
So the first day we met with... we read the script with people was mid-December. Then if you look at early January, I posted on my social media that I was doing it so that I could like talk to people in conversation that I was seeing. So January 2nd or December 15th. So December 15th, I think, is December
right around 15th. The 6th.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly.
A lot of people were J6.
Yeah, I was like, hey, you're free? You know, that's your anniversary.
He's like, roll the table, let's get some scouting done here.
No, this absolutely.
It'd be great.
Yeah, but I also knew it was pretty low key and lo-fi.
Is it all shot in Chicago?
St. Louis as well. And then...
And it's all comedy related. And who do you know in the Lou?
No one. We drove down there, filmed a few scenes, and then actually filmed the show scenes that take place there in Chicago.
Yeah. That all makes sense. You just get a few scenes like that are outside with the arch or some shit in the
background.
Exactly.
We went up the arch too. And we shot in the arch. It was pretty sick.
And do you have to get special permission for that shit?
No, we just snuck mics and camera up, and no one stopped us really anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So we like snuck over any movie I've ever seen.
How many actors did you have to employ?
So there was like really five main people, but then there's like 30 speaking roles.
Wow.
And then there's two open mics that we kind of created from scratch. There's six open mics in the movie. I put on two open mics where I had a Hey Comics come out. We had about 25, 30 comics at each of those mics. And then I did a show, two shows, and it was like 11 audience members at one and then like 35 at the other. So the closing show works. The closing show got like 35 people.
Yeah, tell them what it's about, like the general.
The stand-ups, it's just a movie about stand-up. It's like 8 Mile meets stand-up comedy.
Soul. 8 Mile, baby.
That's the best pitch
fucking
I heard.
Mom's spaghetti, dude.
Exactly, bro. So we open, you know, he's like throwing up in the bathroom. He's like singing about pizza.
And is he in Chicago?
He's in Chicago. And yeah, we snuck into
deep dish.
Snuck into a bunch of those. Yeah, exactly.
Do you have Dan McCarty shoot his dick off or something in it? Like a tire bomb?
So Dan McCarty's
he heads down to O Block to meet his homie. I'm
gonna go shoot
shoot a guy in O Block
where like the cars are just driving. I'm gonna shoot the car driving through O Block though, because I was like, you gotta put O Block in the movie. There's so much other. I want to hit like every classic Chicago thing.
You should go up with, I don't know, at least $20 and slip it to some guy who's gonna have
I'm not even gonna get out the car.
You're going to roll. No.
It's going to be a shot through the window.
Yeah, you get two vans, right?
Yeah. No, I'll be in the car behind it. Yeah.
You jump out of the van in the front, film the car, jump into the van in the back.
No, there's no getting out of the car. I just stay in the van and point out the window.
A van with a white guy and a camera in it.
Yeah. That's not suspicious at all, dude.
10 a.m. on a Sunday.
Following a car.
Yeah.
So same school.
I've never been to Oblock, and I've lived in Chicago.
Oh, you've never been?
In my whole life.
Oh, you've never.
I was telling him one time I was driving out of Chicago and I went south just because I was like, fuck it. I'm by myself. I was completely by myself and I was like, fuck it. I'll just drive through.
That's the best time to get to a dangerous place.
Well, it is because you don't get anyone else
it's
killed.
It's so funny to be like, this place is dangerous. I should drive through it real quick. It's like someone mugs you at the stoplight. Yeah. It's like, damn, this place is dangerous.
But that's what I was saying. I came up to the stoplight and I just stopped, you know? And then a bunch of guys just started walking toward me and I was like, I don't think it's a stoplight anymore. And I just fucking went.
You went through it?
Yeah, that's cool. There weren't any other cars, you know? Nobody else was stupid enough to go that way.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
It wasn't that crazy, but I was like, all right, I get it. I'll be moving on, you know?
Oh, okay, because it was, all right.
Yeah. They just started walking towards me.
Wrote your window
I
down.
Wonder if they thought,
is this O Block?
I don't know where I was, honestly. I just drove straight south on one of the through roads.
They might have thought you were doing heroin, to be honest.
Pardon me, good sir. Do you know where I could acquire some fentanyl?
That's
best case scenario.
A lot of times, like,
I see a white guy there, they're like, oh, this guy's here for drugs.
Yeah, exactly. The cops think the same thing.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No, that's you have a huge risk of getting pulled over in those neighborhoods because they think you're there to buy a car.
Because they're racially profiling us poor whites, dude. Us fentanyl addicted whites, dude. Yeah. Don't blame us. Blame the Sackler family, for God's sake. It's their plight.
I was in I took Gary. I did the back road, the non-highway of Gary.
Yeah,
and I got
Gary, Indiana.
I just stopped for gas, and it's the edge. It's like Gary goes to I-80, but then it goes a little south. But it's like that's like 4 miles south of their downtown.
And it's Gary just, lets it hang.
It's super empty. I mean, Gary's you know exactly what the reputation expected was.
Right, is that like where you beltway. Cut under the sky bridge? Is that still Gary, or is that somewhere else?
Well, that's yes and no. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But this was actually Gary.
So
and
you were sliding down Gary.
And there's like no buildings for a quarter mile in any direction. It's just fields.
Uh-huh.
And I go like, and it's me and my girlfriend are driving at the time we're driving back. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go into the gas station and just buy us like waters. And then and I left the car door open. And I made it to the gas station door, and I look, and this guy's just appeared from a ditch.
And came like, out of a ditch like a fucking Children of the Corn.
Yeah, at like 10 at night.
Yeah,
and then he's just coming. Beelining towards our car, so I just have to like I don't go in, I just go into the car, and I'm still filling up my gas, but I like close the door and I like stay out, and he was being super shit, and I gave him a bag
holy
of chips
shit,
I had like a bag of like Lay's, but like a snack size bag I was like, hey man, here's some chips. And he was like just being weird all around. It was just like, hey, you want, he was just like blah, blah, blah. I was like, hey, you want some chips?
One time I was
deflected.
One time I was at a stoplight and there's like a bunch of cars, and this old homeless lady comes up and just starts knocking on my window.
Yeah.
And it's raining, and I rolled on the window, and I feel bad for this lady. And she goes, can I get in?
And I just rolled the window back up and didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing at all.
She's like, what the fuck? No. No, you can't get in, dude.
Oh, man.
That's the last thing I wanted to hear, dude.
There was this homeless lady that kept coming into Casey's and singing, and her name was Sunshine.
Oh, my God, dude.
And she would have like five bags with her and like a suitcase.
Nice.
She's like,
I like a regular homeless, one who's there all the time.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, she stopped going eventually because she gave me a note, and it said, Chuck, how about a night of, in all caps, sunshine?
Oh.
And it said, think about it, pray about it. She said, I know that she said, find me anytime, I'm down for anything, except from Sundays from 5 to 7.
Your place.
Behind Casey.
What is she doing at 5 to 7?
That's her
that's
prime.
That's what I
want to
know.
Prime
I've never seen her again.
Busk money making time.
Yeah, sure. She's got a previous
customer.
5 to
7, she's off limits? Is that what I heard? Yeah.
You got to get her before 5. You don't want to get her after 7.
That's true.
She's all used up.
She's got 12 hours of recovery at 5.
Yeah. Dude, apparently you can get a blowjob at that place next to Casey's for $50, which is funny because Jeff Lucina got a hand job for $80. I won't tell you the Pittsburgh really comedian that got sucked off in there.
It really depends.
Is he also a Chicago comedian, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, Bohinsky did go in there, but I never asked Bohinsky his prices. It's funny that they charge you for the way you look, though.
Oh, yeah. I think
like Jeff Lucina comes in with his dog and his fedora, and they're like, $80 hand job only.
50 for you, 30 for the dog.
It's a pickup.
I would, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, dude. Do you think
Notorious is dog owner?
Yeah.
When I was in Amsterdam, all
dude, the dog watched. You know the dog watched.
Oh, yeah. The dog is extra, but worth
it. Because he has a dog with him at all times.
Yeah.
So if you're getting a job at the massage parlor, you know.
The dog's coming in.
Donovan, you're talking about Amsterdam. Did you take a dog with you?
No dog, but all the guys in the hostel got one, and I paid the cheapest. And I
we all got dogs.
I got dogs. So I got to pay the cheapest for the dog. Yeah, it was a nice dog.
Wheel and deal.
That's great, like, that you got the best rate, dude.
I was the
That's
only like, American, and they were all
That's
like
if you got a good Yelp review or a user review back on Uber. Or
oh, absolutely. Yeah. They're all from... Yeah.
The handjob parlors should give good Uber. They should have a two-way fucking review system on the handjob
parlor. Dude, it's more than a...
Terrible customer.
It's more than a handjob parlor over there, dude. They even have like little black box theaters you can go to where it's like you can watch somebody get like gangbanged.
In Pittsburgh, this?
No, I've never seen it.
What did you do in Amsterdam? Did you do anything for
Right.
No, I didn't do any of that, but I just did comedy. I went to like a lot of like punk rock bars and stuff like that with people.
You were in Amsterdam. You didn't see a single crazy sexy lady thing.
What?
Did you say you were in Amsterdam?
Did you at least walk through the red light?
You didn't see a single.
Yeah,
sexy
I was in the red light all the time because like right there. Okay.
I thought you said you only went to punk rock bars.
No, I went. I did go to a couple of them. Yeah. Yeah, so comedy stuff over there. Went to some music stuff. Yeah, hung out with a bunch of people. I went to like a place where everybody played board games. I just literally had the most boring.
Did you know any of the board games? It must be really tough to learn a board game. If it's, they probably spoke English.
They speak better English than you and I, dude. All right. They have like
the
generic. They have like
accents.
No. They have American accents. They fucking hate.
They learned it from
UK.
Our movies, dude. They love our culture.
They have signs that say "Go back to where you came from," and has a picture of like the English flag with a circle and a line through it. Is there what's in there? Can I get a drink? What we got? Is there anything that's like not alcoholic?
Yeah, there's fizzy water.
Yeah, can I get a fizzy, please, Aaron? Thank you.
There it is.
Sweet.
Did you just take? Is that a twist off or not?
Twist off.
Okay, good. I was like,
imagine how manly it'd be if you just ripped the fucking cap.
I was like, Jesus Christ, did you just
gorilla? I knew this guy used to do it with his teeth. And he had to chip tooth off.
Oh my God.
Fuck that guy, dude.
I watch people do that.
That's pretty tough guy shit, but it's also.
It's so dumb. I knew the guy who used to eat the way around the top of the can so it would be like a cup when he was done. You know? And I was like, you know, over time that like I get it one time for a party trick.
Yeah.
One time I did that. Wasn't that nuts, guys? You know what I mean? Remember that? Let me do it right now every single time, dude. You're wearing off your teeth.
Yeah.
You're going to turn into a like Bond villain or something.
I broke a tooth eating a cheese quesadilla. I had to get a fucking
A hard chicken bone will get after you sometime, dude.
I had a cheese bone, dude. Like literally the softest food possible. It's like, I'm like, what the fuck?
One time I had a piece of chicken cartilage stuck between my molars and I didn't know. It was just there for like, who knows how long it was
Your gums start hurting.
Who knows
how
long it was there. And then I finally like just figured it out one day, and I popped it out, and it like, you know, popped out, and I could feel pressure relief between all of my teeth and my lower jaw. I was like, I still tongue around back there, remembering it.
Yeah, well, it's a fucking traumatic experience.
No, it was it was good.
Yeah,
yeah,
the release.
Yeah, yeah.
My mouth came.
Dude, I had an orthodontist take out four of my teeth because he convinced my mom that I had too many teeth and that my jaw was going to break and go into my brain and kill me. And I'm like,
is there like a number that you can just reference? How do you have too many teeth?
He literally I know, that's what I'm saying.
It wasn't wisdom teeth, right?
No, it was just four regular ones. I also had to get those out later. He had like a graph. It was like, this is your son's head. And this was like, this is your son if he doesn't get his teeth out. My jawbone was just through my skull. It was like he photoshopped
it.
My mom's like, oh my God, we'll fucking get them braces for another 20 years.
Vampires.
They did that to Elizabeth. Like, they had to take some of her. My fiance, you met her?
Yeah.
I think. Like, you can't tell, but they did it to her, and then they had to put like a retainer in, all kind of shit. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
they tightened it.
Yeah, that must have been a fucking scam they were fucking running.
Dude, they
kids.
Were.
Yeah.
I had fucking braces from second grade till senior year of high school. That's 10 years of braces and mouth guards. That's fucking insane.
Dude, they sometimes fuck around.
I don't trust
it. That's some of them British teeth.
A lot of dentists will, if you go to them like car salesmen, if you have enough money to pay a couple of different office visit fees or whatever, you'll get different feedback. Like, you got four cavities, you got three cavities, you got six cavities.
Yeah, no,
well,
I
just
want to
scratch their buddy's back too, so they're like, let me send them over to this guy and make a fucking
I went to get my wisdom teeth out, and they're like, okay, we're taking out the bottom ones today. I said, no, I want it all four. And they said, no, we're doing two at a time. That way it doesn't hurt as bad. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's going to hurt
all four.
It's going to hurt no matter what, and it's half the recovery time if I do it all at once. Exactly.
Sometimes I wonder about that shit, too. My sister refused, and her teeth aren't fucked up.
No. Well, mine, I could tell. Mine were pushing on my shit. And I could tell that was fucked up. But either way, what they want to do is double the anesthesia fees, double the fucking doctor's visit fees, double the fucking whatever, you know what I mean? Because it's two times.
So when I broke that tooth, and I had, well, first they gave me a fucking filling, and then I got a fucking abscess, which is like fucking scary. Damn.
What's an abscess?
It's a fucking...
Sounds gross.
You have a tooth infection. My tooth got infected because they did a bad filling.
Does it like squirt some shit or anything?
You get like a big...
Sounds like a squirt.
You get a big pus bubble on your gum, right? Oh, wow. And if it breaks and it goes in your bloodstream, you're dead, right?
Holy shit.
So it's like, it was fucked up, right? So I go to the orthodontist. They always do the thing like, you were missing this much bone mat. Like, fuck you, you know. No, I'm not.
I'll take my chances.
No, but they're like, okay, so we can do two things. We can do a crown in a root canal, which that's the only dental work I have besides wisdom teeth. Uh-huh. So I don't have a filling. And they're like, we can do that, or we could just take the tooth out and then give you an implant later, and that might be the smoother option. I'm like, no, just give me a fucking... I would rather try to save the tooth. You know what I mean? That's like more.
Is it alive now? Is your tooth good?
No, it's when you get a root canal, it's dead, but it's still in your mouth. Like,
it works though. Your tooth, your tooth's legit.
Yeah, it's a
thing. Works.
It's ceramic. Yeah.
Is it look weird or anything?
No, look. It's
I can't see in the back of your fucking throat.
It's right there, dude.
We're not.
Sometimes though, like if you get like cheddar cheese teeth, you know, brush it for coffee stain. That one's like a little extra white, and I'm like, fuck. But they're like, yeah, well, you know, it depends. Like, it might be, you know, worth your time to do this and that. And I'm like, no. And they said, some people value their teeth more than others. Like, I value my teeth, motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Like, this is from not flossing. It's like, no, it just fucking happens sometime. You're a doctor. I get sick. You're supposed to fix me without the fucking tube. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, dude. We're anti-dentite over here.
There's
a reason no one likes them.
I'm going to get all my teeth removed but the front too, so I can look like the Bucky's mascot that's on the table in Donovan's hat. What do you think of that?
Dude, I remember when I started going to the dentist, and I was like, I used to get the banana split whatever fluorine bullshit.
Yeah,
I
was a
and then I got too old, and they were like, you're not allowed to have it anymore. And I was like, then I'm fucking...
No, I'm done with you. I'm done with you, dude.
I'm not coming
in. Bubblegum, I ain't
trying to shave you. Like, that's really for kids. And I'm like, well, I like banana splits.
I was a bubblegum guy. The bubblegum. Our parents love us to try to have our teeth fixed, and you like turn like 20, 25, you're like, nah. Fuck you.
That was dumb.
I got braces, and then my bottom teeth went crooked again. They're fucking...
Why, when they took them off?
Yeah. You're like super...
Well, that just makes you look tough, though.
Because you didn't have fucking... my retainer. I lost my bottom retainer. Because it was like this was a little itty-bitty thing.
Yeah, those were made to get lost in school lunchboxes.
And then they charge you like fucking $200 or something for a new one.
Yeah,
like,
ridiculous. No, piece of metal.
I'm going to lose this thing all the time.
Parking brake things, brake pads. I was working with Giant T. They'd be like so expensive, but it's just a little piece of metal this big. I'm like, how is this so much to replace this shit?
Brake pads? I just did the brakes for my wife's car.
Yeah, you could do them yourself, I heard.
Yeah, I did them.
Yeah, you could do everything yourself.
Yeah, that's
the brake pads were but like reasonably. The brake pads were $50 and I did all the work. So it was $50.
How many hours of work?
Like 45 minutes.
No, it was more than that because it was because the stupid lug nuts got everything wrong when you work on a car. And I even have the tools and you don't, Chuck. But
fuck you, Chuck.
The goddamn
fucking
hey, dude, I got tools. Do you want to see my tool case?
The lug nuts got stuck inside the fucking sockets and I couldn't pull them out of the damn sockets. And that was a huge bitch. And then the rotors had a bunch of old rust on them, so I put the car in parking brake, jacked up just one of the wheels, and then pushed in the regular brake with a golf club, which turns off the ABS or whatever. Not the ABS, the all-wheel drive. Anyway, so that got the rotor to spin.
Yeah, and this then is Aaron's DIY brake lathe.
It is Aaron's DIY brake lathe. And then I got out my 4.5-inch grinder with a flap disc, and I fucking... put her in drive and let her spin, dude, and hit that fucker, cleaned all the rust off. Big old cloud of red smoke out there.
Next time, I have an actual brake lathe if you want
to. Do you have one? Yeah. I was calling around town looking.
Nobody does them anymore because most of the time, there's one, a big one, yeah.
God damn it, I will bring you a set.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll make me charge people, but it's like $20-$30, whatever.
I would charge, I'd pay you $65.
All right, well then.
You guys heard it here, dude. You want to get your brakes lathed? You hit up Chris Scriva on Instagram.
Go buy some from fucking Meta Chinese platforms,
but
for cheaper. But
yeah, can you be like a private auto shop guy and just like do house calls and show it to people's houses? And
they do that, yeah. Dude. The coolest thing I ever seen, dude. So I was just I don't know if it's the coolest thing I ever seen, but so in Texas, because I just went down to Austin, right?
Yeah.
In Texas, even the homeless people are fucking industrious, dude. It's hot as shit out, right?
Yeah.
We got these two homeless guys. First of all, biracial guys out there working together. no shirt.
Biracial guys.
Oh, I'm fucking hard.
Very dirty, but cleaning windshields. That was their hustle, right?
Holy
but they weren't
shit.
Pushy. They weren't,
racially ambiguous Game of Thrones extras.
They weren't pushy with their windshield work, though, dude. They had one of them squeegees that was like on a 4-foot pole, and they had a Rubbermaid container full of sudsy water, yeah, not dude. Piss, dude. You know what I mean? And they were standing there, and if somebody wanted it, it was like, and it fucking came out clean, dude. And then you'd go to the auto parts store, dude, because I needed to get fucking Freon, you know,
yeah,
for my AC, because it's fucking
R134A.
Yeah, something shit like that, yeah, what he's talking about. Something to kill the goddamn bugs or frogs or whatever's in trouble.
Freon did kill them. That's why you can't buy it without.
So anyway, I'm at the fucking parking lot. Guess what you see in Texas is the parking lot? Guys with big ass vans,
what,
and full of tools, like full to the brim with tools, in parking lots with other people's cars, jacked up on fucking jack stands. They're running a full auto shop out of the parking lot of AutoZone, dude. And they're just walking back and forth buying parts, and people are meeting them from Facebook and Craigslist. They're just meeting them at the AutoZone parking lot. They're running a full fucking business.
All those guys aren't homeless,
dude. I'm talking like 12 of these vans, and there are people waiting in line, dude. It's nuts, dude.
The hustle,
Texans, man.
Dude, some of the homeless when I was down there, they did this thing where you park under the bridge before you like walk up to 6th Street. Where on weekends they stand there. You said you didn't see this, but they wear like fluorescent vests, and it's free parking, but they wave you into the spots like, come on, come on, come on, and they charge you like $20. But I have an idea. You know why they're industrious? Our homeless people up here, heroin, they go slow. Homeless people down there, meth, they go fast.
You're right.
Right? That's what it is.
That's it. It's meth. The red rocket, baby.
Yeah, I like my homeless people sleepy, you know?
Yeah.
I like them on meth, I guess. I didn't realize it until I saw it.
I don't want to run
I had one.
The side-by-side, you got to see the side-by-side. It's pretty good.
I had one follow me down the street. Why did you kill my cousin? Why did you cut him into pieces? I'm coming for you.
It's about the same shelf life on both, you know?
Yeah.
But I like the industrious ones.
Yeah, dude, turbo homeless. Yeah.
I would say of all the states, and I drove through like 9 states, and they had the best homeless.
Yeah, who's your favorite homeless, Donovan?
I think Chicago is blessed because it is cold and it's not a.
That is nice.
It's like
it clears
them
out.
Mostly mentally disabled. Yeah, like population. Great.
They love to call me big fellow. If I'm gonna
big fella.
But yeah, they get sent on buses to Cali. I think when you go to Texas, it's exponentially worse than Chicago, and then when you go to Cali, it's even worse than that.
Oh yeah,
I wasn't down on 6. Those 6th Street homeless were just regular old junkie homelessness. I'll give you that. I'm talking about like the poors, like the working poors.
We're all rich, by the way.
And then, well, I mean, we're not driving a van at AutoZone and meeting guys from Facebook. But those guys might be making more money than I am.
Yeah, they might be making more money than all of us.
They might be charging $100 an hour, and they got a line of cars for all I know. But we went to Nashville, though, and if you were an industrious guy, and I don't know if I had the ambition, I do think you could crack Nashville open as like
First homeless guy.
No, a really big comedy scene. But right now, it
it's literally Pittsburgh. They have one club.
They don't have much. They have Zanies, and their open mics were worse than ours, probably, I would say.
Yeah, I think so.
And basically, it's a good place to live if you're already famous.
Well, I mean, we have fucking...
Because there are real famous people who live there.
We have fucking King Open Mic on your podcast right now next to us. Between him and fucking Eben and Amir, like, they're fucking...
You really could crack Nashville Open. What you have to do is you have to go all the dive bars that are not anywhere near the main drag and get them to comedy.
The thing we have going in Pittsburgh is it's, like, kind of small enough you could get everywhere pretty quickly.
Pittsburgh is really... I mean,
like you could go from Lawrenceville, which has a bunch of people on Butler Street, to Carson Street, which has a bunch of people, to East Liberty. And all those places are like 10, 15 minutes away from each other.
Oakland. Downtown even has stuff going on nowadays.
We just got to do them where the people are at. Like we just got to go to the busy streets. Like Thursday down Carson Street's always just busy with fucking college students. Like we just got to find another bar down there and start another... Late one started at fucking 10 o'clock again, you know, and the people that could
I agree. Late mics
are
underrated.
Late. Yeah, exactly.
Late mics in places with foot traffic.
Yeah, you got to do foot traffic.
Do you remember them being all way later when we were
Well, first doing them. There were. It started early. It started at 7, but it went till it went till midnight.
Like almost. Papa D started at like 10 or 11. Were you here for that, or did you hear after?
I was here
that?
For that. Yeah. I was there for before and after the remodeling.
You moved here like right after I started, I think. Like,
I think so. I've been doing comedy about 6 years or something. 2017 is when I started.
Yeah, I started December 2016. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so about the same time.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We experienced all the same stuff.
We met at...
Except for you were in Chicago for a couple of years meeting this douchebag.
Yeah, yeah, bro. Yeah.
And then you brought him over here to stink the place up.
Yeah, dude. Look at this guy.
Fucking Mike Champion.
How many, how many Buc-ee's would you say you've been to in your life?
8.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good number, dude.
I don't really rock the Buc-ee's hat too much anymore. It was a big 2021 rocket. Okay.
Well, it's been it's out the whole week retirement. That I've seen you. So.
That's the only hat I brought, and then I, yeah.
Yeah, we got a guy that wears a Buc-ee's hat around here, dude. Be very careful.
We got, I should.
That's true. Eric, her, yeah.
Joe Ash,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very cool.
It's just red, though, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
He wants to have.
We might
sex.
Have had.
Buc-ee's swag is hot, dude. People don't see it coming.
I wish I could have went to a Buc-ee's.
Dude, I went to a Buc-ee's in Alabama. Dude,
a little more exotic.
They're building them out. You know what? Everybody always made it sound like it was like Sheetz or something. You go in, and no, it's like a fucking full grocery store.
It's like a Walmart.
It's the world's largest non-truck stop gas
station. The one in Katy, Texas is fucked up how big it is because you can like, you look and the fucking gas pumps disappear off in the distance.
And they got a candy
pecan.
Me and Tripp went to so fucking many. Because like he hasn't been there yet, and when I stayed at his apartment, which I think
fucking brisket.
I feel really bad, by the way, Tripp, if you're listening to this, because I used some of your shampoo.
I feel really bad too, Tripp. I didn't even reach out to you at all while I was in your neighborhood.
What's up?
Where does he live right now? Austin?
Yeah.
I didn't reach out to him at all. I was down there for 3 days.
Shit, dude.
But I did go to all the mics. Didn't see you. That's your fault.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Fucking, where the fuck were you, Tripp? You drop the ball. He's getting on everything, huh?
Lemaire, you know, from...
I met him.
What did we want to... Matt Shane's Secret Podcast, etc. Yeah, I saw him out. Didn't say hi or nothing to him, obviously, since I don't know him. But
yeah, he's really nice.
But he is a really nice guy. I actually did hang out with him one time after... Shane did a show in the Improv or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they all went to Blue Dust. That's one right next there.
Yeah, remember that, Mike? Holy fuck.
Blue Dust was fun. They were one of the most supportive owners, but man, it was so... You would walk in the front door, you were on stage. So if customers came, you were literally...
Yeah.
Had to step to the side just a little bit if you weren't paying attention so that they could come into the freaking place.
One of my favorite things was Mike Sasson, like right before he moved, he's on stage. A train went by. It shook the whole building, and he just paused for a second. He goes... Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a train to Funny Town, and none of you are on it. And then I used to have a picture before
that
I got.
Trains were so loud.
Yeah,
before, if one came during your set, you're like, well, I pulled the card. Yeah, I'm the guy who got the train.
But there's like a homeless guy harassing him by the door and shit. That was so funny. I had a picture of that on my old Instagram. But I remember that. Well, still Zach, the bartender there. I love that guy.
Wore a kilt. But,
I would bring him back Malort every time I would come back and visit. I would have bottles of Malort in my car. Oh, I love this shit. Yeah.
Like $12 a bottle.
Yeah, we should get those guys to buy another bar. It's not next to the train tracks, and then we'll.
I like the charm.
Dude, Blue Dust.
That's the only way I'm gonna perform in
I saw Adam Neidig race Alyssa. What's her name? Moyer.
That one big bar
on foot, and he just barely beat her. No one cares.
What's that? What about her?
Foot races are cool though.
Oh yeah, she raced
Adam Neidig raced. Alyssa, I believe.
Yeah.
And I believe Adam Neidig won, but Shane Gillis says that Alyssa won, so obviously. Yeah.
Well, she's in like a peak physical shape, but Adam was on steroids doing jumping jacks in his drive.
Yeah, he's Adam Neidig. He's bouncing up the walls.
That was a natural Neidig. That's why he won.
Fucking natty.
He didn't need the steroids.
That's right.
Yeah.
Could have won, but that's what pushed him, I bet, to start doing steroids. He lost that race.
I want to get on T, dude. That sounds dope, literally. Yeah.
Chris, you know a guy?
Huh?
You know a guy for tea, dude?
Fucking any drug dealer.
Really? Is that how that works?
Yeah.
My weed dealer's like, I've been selling.
I've been selling tea.
How do they get
tea? You want the blueberry crush or the tea top notch
syringe?
They just make that? Do they just grow tea?
I don't know how that works, dude.
It just comes
it's
in a
probably,
syringe.
It's probably a lab thing.
They
it's like
it
fake tea. But no,
they don't
like
pull it out.
Walter White.
They synthesize it.
There's a chemist.
Yeah, either that or they're harvesting it from children.
Dude, they
Holy
air compressor.
Shit.
That was scary.
All right.
Scary sound.
Yeah.
That was the air compressor.
Yeah.
As we all figured out very quickly.
That made my dog run away.
I was, as I said, I did my wife's brakes the other day. I must not have turned off the air.
Yeah, it's just been
air compressor afterwards.
I didn't shit my pants. Yeah, I said that.
I, was like, I knew what it was, but it was scary.
That's what the alien invasion is going to sound like.
I thought it was a door, like it wasn't moving.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry about that, guys. What were we talking about?
Keep us on our toes here.
Talking about
regular jump scares.
I was talking about Nashville. Somebody's got to go there and crack it open so I can visit because I really like the town.
They already have people doing stuff there. But
I know, but it's not very good.
It's probably tough too. With some I shouldn't say that.
I was only
like, we don't have any bands here.
One night. I can't fucking say that.
I've only done Don't Tell Nashville. And it was just fine. It's okay.
Nice,
but it doesn't seem like really far off of like what we have.
Did you travel there just for Don't Tell
that? No. Well, that one, yeah, because we were trying. So we did Louisville and Cincy, and then like West Virginia, and then we just kind of popped down, popped back up because I was trying to like connect it and go over. But it just diverted back up north, so it was just a down and it
you just
back.
Reached out to them and told them you were in town or what?
Yeah, that's all you do. You just send DMs and emails. That's all you do. You got to be a salesperson. That's most of the shit. That's why a lot of bad people get booked and people that are so
I'm
good
just not good at selling myself. I can sell other people. I can sell anything. I can sell good stuff.
It's hard to sell yourself.
I don't like selling myself, but I
Aaron, you could be on so much shit if you just send out emails, man.
All right, well, yeah,
I'll show you what to do if you want to sit down with.
Well, I need to get good tapes, but we'll see. That's hard to do.
Yeah, it's hard to get a good tape.
I'll give you a 5-minute spot on one of my shows.
We'll work on it.
And then fucking just rip all closers for 5 minutes, and then you fucking send that out.
True that.
Yeah, it sucks, and everyone wants a different specification, you know.
Yeah, you cannot be the really good at stand-up, hot female 2 months in.
Or just, you know, like, what's the best clip to send it? No, it's a hard thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to be better at it, too. Chris, yeah, you're my North Star.
Yeah, I guess.
It is nice to see other people that are out there fucking doing it. Trevor's doing a really good job right now. He's got Clipchamp fucking running some good subtitles for
him. But if
he
actually recorded like and like submitted places, it's like he could be like
I don't think he wants to right now. I think he wants to build
Why, if you're doing it, why not both? That's like, you know what I mean? Like, I think he's doing
it's
great.
Easier to I don't think he wants
like,
to travel.
That was nothing against Trevor, but like
I think he's getting enough shows that he doesn't need to travel, honestly.
He should always be traveling, try to get bigger and better and meet everybody and grow.
I agree, but I'm not. I have a kid now. I'm just going to stick around. I don't know what I'm going to do, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I'll be active in comedy. The reason I got into comedy was so I could sit around at a table and talk to a bunch of guys who weren't going to get offended.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't.
Jokes on you, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
So that goal is achieved. And then the goal is to continue that part of it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. We're only on episode like 843 or something. 44. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Damn, bro.
No,
that's counting down.
BC, baby. Yeah,
that's still a lot.
It's like, misinformation. I love misinformation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love throw people.
That'd be my drag name.
Misinformation.
Yeah, misinformation. And I would just give out false facts about COVID while my titties are out.
Oh, yeah. Damn, that'd be kind of sick.
That would be super sick.
You'd probably
sick.
Get booked more.
Dressed like a nurse.
I would be.
That'd be sweet, dude.
Yeah, it's me. There's
a drag competition at P-Town on Tuesdays. Winner gets $100, dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you ever, I'll get down there and I'll be misinformation.
I've not yet been to the
it's like I really
to P-Town, Mike. Have you guys, is it on Thursday?
I've never been there. Yeah. I always get
never
down to the city late now.
From what I understand, it's not a lot of people there. So.
No, it's a good crowd. Every time I'm there, there's like 6 or 7 people.
Oh, really?
And there's like people, just real people.
Didn't you guys get like banned or something like that? Or taken off stage?
Logan got banned from Blue Moon.
Yeah.
Well, he like was fighting with the host and called her like a whale. And then he slammed a glass on the ground and then got chased out of there, which you can't do.
You can't call people whales?
And yeah, slam
their glass on
the
floor.
Yeah, it's probably bad. It's probably bad.
Maybe. No, I think that's unacceptable.
It's like, yeah, if the host didn't like your
material, I've seen some comics,
just take it on the chin and keep walking.
Must be on T, you know?
I've seen comics have a meltdown and then not take accountability for like doing shit like
that. I've definitely seen that.
Yeah, where it's like, bro, we all saw that. We all saw you flip like plates.
I live for that though. As long as I'm not involved in the mess, I love watching it. Love watching it, dude.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird when it happens.
Yeah.
I almost feel like I've seen more of it out there than here.
There's some.
It's almost acceptable in the comedy world though to have meltdown.
I don't know. I
mean, people bounce back from it.
They forgive it. I think people go,
bounce back from it.
He's just that, he's
so
that guy.
Much mental illness.
That's like what he does.
Yeah.
Don't date
he's
him.
He's the angry guy.
Don't be around him by yourself. But he throws a chair through a window every now and then.
Do you guys?
There's a couple people that come to mind. It's like
one of my good friends.
Before we start dragging people's sexual perversions to the mud, do you guys want to play the dictionary game?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It's a dictionary game.
All right, so it's pretty easy. I'll start by being the first guy who reads or whatever.
Do I need a buzzer? Do you have anywhere to be? Here?
No, no. Okay. I'll just check.
What's that?
Oh, here.
Yeah. Do you guys need anything?
No.
All right. Yeah. Everybody have a bell. Step one. All right. I'll be the first guy. It's real simple. I open the book. I pick a word. It doesn't have to be your favorite word. It doesn't have to be a funny word.
What if it's just a racial slur?
It just needs to. It could be. If you see that one and it's right there, you pick that fruit. Okay. It's the bell rings on that guy. You know what I mean?
Does the bell pick up on the?
Yeah. You can hear it for sure.
Wetback.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah. If it's in there, you can read it. But sometimes you'll think it's going to be funny, and it's actually starts talking about a reference from the 1900s. You know, it's not that great. Long story short, don't spend a long time picking a word.
Yeah.
I'll go first. I'll pick the word. You guys will see it done. As soon as you understand what it is, you ring the bell.
And guess what the word is.
Guess what it is.
Oh.
Guess what the word is.
Damn, Eminem. This is Eminem the game.
You guess wrong, you're out for the round. Until everybody guesses wrong. Everybody guesses wrong. 5 seconds to ring the bells. Guess one more time. If not, move on.
I'm into it.
All right.
Damn, I can't wait to see how dumb I am.
Winner reads Bird. The next question.
Larry.
Oh, shit. I'm into reading glasses.
Oh man, he has them mounted to the wall. Yeah. Like, you know, in a movie when they like hit a button, the secret door opens, and it's a bunch of like M16s in the wall. That's Aaron.
I have my glasses. All right, the letter is L, guys. The letter is L.
Lesbian.
This is a short definition, only one definition. We're going to call this a two-word word, okay? The letter is L, is a noun. The time in particular region calculated according to the time zone in which...
Longitude.
Wrong.
Latitude. Local time.
Correct. Chris Grebo, 1 point.
Yeah, that's not time.
Yeah. It's all degrees.
Navigators.
I thought we were guessing.
Flip it open. Say the letter. Say noun, verb, pronoun, whatever it is. And then just continue to read until someone gets it. Don't pause a bunch because...
Strawberry.
Here we go. It's another two-part word. It's a noun.
Noun. Letter is?
It's slang.
Letter is D. Slang, two words.
Two words. Starts with a D, two words. It's slang. A noun. Money in the form of cash, especially bills.
De Niro.
Dollar bills.
Wrong.
Starts with D. That's all the definitions?
Yeah.
And everyone
the
else?
The bag, sorry.
That's a guess. Okay. So money. Read the definition one more time.
All right. Money in the form of cash, especially bills. Slang. It might give it away a little bit more. Second sentence. The portraits of U.S. past presidents on bills.
Oh, I know it. Oh.
Dead presidents.
You can't do that.
You're out.
Do you want me to do another one?
No, we'll just call. We'll call that. It's fine. Yeah. We'll just do another word.
I knew the rules.
I wouldn't have got that right. But once you're out, you're out for the round.
Just picked a random word.
I got it now.
You can pick any word that sound. I mean, if it's like something that no one's ever going to get, like nuclear, something rather blah blah blah. Then
all right, okay, you ready? It starts with an F.
F. All right. Is it a noun?
It is. Yeah.
All right.
A short story with a moral, especially
fable.
Yeah, you won.
Damn, 1 point to Donnie. Donnie reads.
Oh shit!
It makes it strategic because you get comebacks.
That's the book.
Oh, we got to keep track of the score here, guys.
Yeah.
Winner gets ball.
Yeah.
Winner gets book.
All right. The word is water.
All right. Wait. Who's all got points?
I have a point.
I got a point. And the word is watermelon.
Old Don has a point.
Old Donnie got a point.
Old Donnie. Donnie.
Donnie.
Donnie.
What's Donnie and Chris are on the board.
Yeah.
Okay.
Letter is. Don't be looking P. at the book. Don't be looking at the book. Letter is P. Is it a noun or is it a verb?
It is a noun.
All right.
Sheriff helpers, especially in the Western United States in the 19th century. A group of citizens assembled by a sheriff to assist.
Posse.
Yeah, buddy.
God damn. Oh,
believe it or not, I believe posse may have been read one other time.
Because it's a good word, and it's at the bottom right.
1 point, Aaron Douglas. What up now?
Chuck's not on the board.
This fucked up, dude. You said I was coming on a podcast. You didn't say I was playing word games, dude. I was never good at Sparkle.
I don't know how to read. All right, the letter is G.
Gangster.
Popcorn Screva.
Gay.
Yeah. Gorilla Glue. Gorilla Grip.
Gorilla Grip Coochie.
Come cuff.
Can't do that even though it would work. The word was Greenfield, but it was going to be a definition by some other city in some other place, and no one ever would have known it. Because we just talked about Greenfield. Anyway, so we're changing. The letter is H. It is a noun. A full-grown, this is an H, a full-grown domestic pig.
Horse.
Hog.
I believe I heard your bell first. What is your guess, Donovan? Hog. 1 point, Donovan.
Bullshit.
2 points, Donovan.
2 points, Donovan. Donnie, 2 points.
Donnie.
Donnie.
Leading the pack.
No, it's all
Donnie.
Right. Don't give me no sympathy
we
now.
Played a,
or in my
we played
point.
A three, was it?
We played a
five,
three, dude.
Five,
I'm going to go.
Five,
dude,
we're
a five.
We're thrashing you like LaMelo Ball thrashing.
I heard if
Jesse.
You get zero, you have to do a naked lap around the house like beer pong.
But you just want to take your dick out of Aaron's house? That sounds like you're eager to do that, dude. You're getting your shit pushed in right now, dude.
I have to.
Okay. This is a noun. It is
letter
M,
letter
M, and it is a noisy, confused fight. That's the first definition, a noisy, confused fight. Two, a confused, often noisy mix of people or things, usually in a public place.
Mockery? Well, that's a word.
That's all the definition?
Correct.
Melee.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, damn, what are you? Fucking rocket scientist over here.
Tied with Donnie.
Yeah.
I pick cool words like posse and melee.
Posse.
Yeah,
we were working together.
You should have said Super Smash Brothers sequel.
Punch. It's a punch. It's a punch tool. It's
the letter is S. Yeah.
Sidewinder.
Short definition. Nope. It doesn't make sense. Sometimes they're not what you think they are. You know what I mean? The letter is S. It is a two-word word. It is a noun. Letter S. In baseball, the position of the
shortstop.
Chucky. Tube socks on the board.
Good about time. I'm not retarded, ma'am.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Good work. I'm proud of you.
I'm about to send you back to the tard zone, dude.
Like, Tubes and Chris.
I'll let you tie me.
Tied 1-1. Donnie leading the table with.
Well, you guys are tied.
We're tied, but he was the first guy 2 points, so I call him the leader officially.
Yeah. No, we're tied. That's how ties work.
He spent the
you
most time.
First,
he spent the most time leading the race today. Gathered the most lap points. Yeah, just flip pages. There's 50,000 words in there.
All right, the letter is O.
O.
Block.
Is it a noun or what is it?
It's a noun.
It's a noun.
A gaseous form of oxygen, which three oxygen atoms per molecule formed by electrons.
Oxide.
Who said ozone?
Ozone.
It is ozone.
Damn.
Damn. Damn, dude.
Taking the lead yet again.
There
stretching the neck. Donovan.
Oh, yeah.
Showing his strong dongle.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking suck at this game, dude. I should have known that one, too. I spent $100,000 on an engineering degree, and I'm like, duh.
But now you're telling jit jokes at comedy joints, so that's good.
Yeah, sometimes common dick ones, too.
You could engineer some of that.
A pretty good word, dude. I got short stuff. It's kind of like a...
Any word you know, Donovan.
I like a lot of these words. Okay.
Letter is...
Our goal is to beat Aaron now. I've teamed up.
Letter is
Team
I.
Retard.
I like it.
It's I?
Okay, yeah.
Is it a noun?
It's a noun. And it's the larva of a geometrid moth that has legs only...
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Only at each end of its body and moves by bringing its rear forward, forming a hump.
Inchworm?
Yeah.
Let's
damn.
Go. No, I'm retarded.
You didn't say it was a two-word word, but I still think that's fine.
Yeah,
he got it with the same info we had. Fucking, I'll mark it up, Chuck. You got second place right now, tied for second with yourself.
I do.
All right.
No, me and you. Oh yeah, shit. I'm
in
second.
The lead. I'm going to five.
God damn it.
It's a verb, one word.
What letter?
Oh, F.
F.
F. Fuck. Verb, one word.
Yeah.
To produce pus because of an infection or
fester.
Yes, sir. Ooh.
Damn. Chris knows his open wounds.
Yeah, I was like, call back to earlier, dude. Oh, shit. Dude, that was a sharp.
That sounded like the start.
Yeah,
of
I'm
home,
trying to work on my
bit
different pitches.
That was like the first home improvement note.
Yeah.
this might be a hard one, but you
what
could
letter?
Get it. O.
Okay.
It's a noun. It's a small wild cat with dark spots.
Oh, so
yeah, you got the point.
Damn.
Ooh, you're kind of tied with me now, right?
He is tied. Chucky making a huge comeback. Tied for the lead.
Hustling.
Donovan feeling a little bit of his endurance.
Yeah, I know. Threatened, a little threatened by this.
Cardio work wasn't worked on. Letter is. You can flip the page if it doesn't look hot.
Oh, I got a good one.
Letter is.
The letter is S. It's one word.
Noun?
It is a noun. Northwestmost islet in the lesser... All right, this isn't a good definition for what it was, actually.
It's, it happens, dude.
It was sombrero. I thought it was going to be cool. All right, here we go. It's a four-word... It's like a phrase, I guess.
Holy cow.
It's a noun.
Suck my
a person,
fucking dick.
Especially,
what letter?
Oh, yeah, S.
Suck my fucking dick.
That's close. A person, especially a man, and usually somebody affectionately or kindly regarded, used to express mild annoyance or surprise.
That's all
four
the definition?
Words.
That's all of it?
That's four words?
Definition.
Son of a bitch.
Close.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
Damn.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Whoa, dude. Donovan, you got one more point and you win this fucker.
Oh, yeah.
Chucky, damn, too. Get him a run for his money, will ya?
You got to smush him. Only I got three.
This is why the winner reads, because see? Because
keeps the points going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keeps it hot.
I like this game.
This is one word, and it's a noun, and it's an edible sea.
What is the letter?
It is a P, and it's a one-word noun, an edible sea animal resembling a shrimp with a slender body.
Prawn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dude, quick draw, dude. Stuff, fucking yeah, goddamn.
All of a sudden,
fucking,
Chuck's fucking good.
Go when I heard
dude,
edible, I was
ocelots.
Like, fuck, the chef is going to get this.
All right, now I know what I got to pick next time. Which is something about girls.
Don't be showing him the pages.
Yeah, you're right.
I got to make a comeback here, Chris.
I know. Dude, we're team retard now.
So this is for the win for me?
I guess so.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't even worry about it, dude.
Don't worry about winning.
Letter is...
All right, the letter is D.
D.
It's one word.
Donovan.
It's a noun.
It's a verb.
Verb D.
To cause somebody or something to appear evil or threatening in the eyes of others.
Demonize?
Yes, it is.
Nice. Ooh. I knew I had to ring early and risk a little bit of definition.
Risk it all here. Risk it all. As they say, risk it for the brisket.
That was the whole definition for that.
The letter is That's T. It is a...
Tiger King.
Fuck you, fuck you.
The letter is T. It is an adjective. Letter is T. It is an adjective. Subjected to... I don't like adjectives because they just... Or the word, but it's ED, so I don't like that.
I got ED.
All right, the letter is T. It is a two-word word. It is an adjective. Letter is T. Insecure in dealings with people, especially by being
thin-skinned.
Two words, T. No, it's not. Go ahead.
Two-faced.
It is two-faced.
Fuck! Yeah.
For the win, insecure. Dude. For the win.
I heard insecure and I didn't.
God
I was like, I'm gonna get the whole definition.
I lost. I'm the R slur, dude.
You're the R slur, dude.
I'm the R adjective.
You're the low man on the toto pole, as they say, guy.
Sorry.
Oh yeah, it was.
I'm just glad that I made a showing. I came in at
low moment of my life.
Third.
I didn't have any points.
Not. On
I started
the podium,
out,
Chris Scriva.
I started out fast, dude.
Chucky, too. Like, big comeback. Second place, silver medal.
Thank you. Hell yeah. You
and
a
the new
sport
Johnny here. Come Lately, Donovan Strong Donald.
Hell yeah, I had to come in with the win.
With the W, dude.
Dick
one
Dixon
one more there. Word. I see you flipping through there, dude.
All right, my word starts with the letter N.
You guys got anything you want to plug? What places for people to find you guys?
Strong O'Donnell everywhere.
Strong O'Donnell.
At Chucky Tube Socks on Instagram.
Chucky Tube Socks. With a Y?
With a Y, yeah.
Chucky Tube Socks.
All mine are different, so can I say a couple of them?
Yeah, dude.
All
right. Chris is in all
the
of them.
The Big Pervert 7.
Yeah.
With a CH.
Look up my name. It's Child... No.
Joe Paterno fan.
Yeah. Joe Paterno.
Yeah, you can find me on your Predator app.
You can find me as Jerry Sandusky 2 at ymail.com.
My true social handle is...
Okay, it is Chris Scriva Comedy on YouTube, right? So S-C-R-I-V-A. You can get me on Instagram at Chris Got Reported. All one word, because some piece of shit reported the last one.
That was me.
And then on YouTube. And, yeah, it was.
I got reported almost
on,
today.
On that was me. On TikTok, Hot Chris Scriva.
Ooh.
You can also. Sorry, I got several million views, dude. I'm a fucking influencer.
I love it, dude. All right, come out to Mario's on Wednesday nights down Southside, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, 10 p.m.
Oh, yeah, my website is ihatestandup.com. Go to that.
We're at Jack's on Sunday, 6 p.m. We give away Blue Moon t-shirts.
Fucking
it. You just got to watch
Blue
the mic.
Blue Moon t-shirts, wow.
I'm pretty sick.
I'm making a movie. I'm
making a goddamn movie.
If you're with the Pittsburgh Movie Festival, if that a thing.
What's the name of the film? Can we at least get that?
Be Funny.
Be Funny. How'd you spell it? That's the name of my production company. You know, Be Funny, but it's different.
Mine's spelled B-E and then funny.
Mine's spelled B-E-E-F.
Be Funny.
Space.
Honey.
H-O-N-E-Y.
Be Funny. Ooh, that's a good food.
Yeah, there's a logo right there to your left. Anyway, all right, guys. Thanks for coming, fuckers. Say goodbye. Yeah.
Bye.
Boy. I bet you're glad you went for the whole ride, huh? The dictionary game. What a fun one. And Donnie, showing strong. Whew. Hell of a first game. Anyway, let's say we all go out and see this movie. It's called Be Funny. You can remember it because it's actually, and this is like a play on words, you can in your head, it'll stick. Sounds like beef. Honey. Be funny. Anyway, go see the movie. It's not out yet, but it probably will be in festivals and things like that. Hopefully it'll get picked up. I guarantee you this thing will be available. Stoked for him. Anyway, thanks to Chris. Thanks to Chuck. In honor of the huge achievement of just deciding to do something like that, make a movie, today's song is one of my favorites from the old skate punk days. It is by the Vandals. It is from their 1998 banger. The album is called Hitler Bad, Vandals Good. The song, An Idea for a Movie.
It goes like this. Check it out, it's about a boy who gets his finger caught in a bottle of Mr. Pibb. And they go on adventures. I think it could be big. Is it too soon to whisper, Oscar? Put a happy ending there and it'll write itself.
Hey, I know it's just a table read, but you got to wear pants.